This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Here's Coach Gruden.
Hey, Coach Gruden, you must really love our wings.
I love Hooters. The awesome wings, the great seafood and burgers. I know you can get it to go and it all tastes great sitting at home watching a game, but really? Don't you want the same awesome food brought to your table by some world-famous Hooters girls? Of course you do. I've seen some great games up close and personal, but nothing beats watching the game at Hooters.
You got it, Coach. Hooters, famous for wings, seafood, football coaches, and some pretty awesome Hooters girls.
The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at West Chase Golf Club. 813-854-2331. Very happy with all the feedback from my players at Good vs. Evil 2018, third event that I have been involved with as a tournament director at West Chase Golf Club in the last 17 months. There wasn't a single person who played in my event who said anything negative about the condition of the greens at West Chase Golf Club. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, you may have heard, you may have experienced questionable conditions on greens such as number 2, number 5, maybe number 8, certainly number 7. Have you been back? You need to go back now. That's why I'm telling you to return to West Chase Golf Club. I personally dealt with the superintendent hosting Good vs. Evil 2018, our sold-out event, the Saturday immediately before the Super Bowl. I actually saw him on the golf course as I played late afternoon earlier this week. This guy gets it. This guy's good. This guy cares. Get back to West Chase Golf Club and enjoy some of this tremendous golf weather that we have here in February. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, call 813-854-2331. Visit westchasegc.com. All right, we officially move into off-season mode in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. First thing I want to get out there is, if you email me anything football-wise, anything, it might not necessarily be a fantasy question. I can turn many things into a fantasy question, but I'll just answer it as football question and talk about what it potentially means for fantasy football. So any email all season long that I received, you got a return. You got a response from me. Now we're going to raise that a little bit because I'm always looking for new things to talk about. Anything you email me, I will answer on the next podcast. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. All right? So if you ask any sort of football question at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, it will be answered on the podcast. So make sure to include your name and also the city in which you live, because the podcast is downloaded in many countries. I have interacted with various players around the United States. So include your name and include where you're from, where you download the podcast, so I can identify you on the next podcast. I'll take all the material I can get. Some of you might enjoy hearing your question answered on the podcast. So that will be something we do all off season long. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And I'm open to any questions you have. It could be about forming a league. It could be about scoring in your league. It could be about how many teams make the playoffs in a league. It could be, should we try to get our commissioner out type question. Could be anything involving sort of administrative in fantasy football. Or it could just be, I've never played fantasy football. Here's what I don't understand. Here's why I'm reluctant to play. Maybe this is what the buy-in is. Is this too much in your opinion? This is a penalty we're thinking about for last place. Is this too strong of a penalty? Throw anything at me. Throw anything at me involving the 32 NFL teams. Throw anything at me, you know, we all had a player last year that let us down. Feel free to throw at me. Do I just write him off and just don't draft this guy at all again this year? Or a player that really surprised us? Do I just automatically raise his draft status and take him early? And Alvin Kamara comes to mind, because I certainly picked him up on waivers like a lot of you did, and he paid off. So anything you have, I'll answer all emails on the podcast. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And remember, subscribe to the podcast so you always know when a new podcast posts. The plan is on an every week basis until we get to late summer, where we're getting close to drafting in our season-long leagues. We're going to go one a week. If there's more news or enough emails where I just want to open the laptop and cut a new podcast, the best way for you to know that it has posted and it's there is to be a subscriber to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. So email me anything you want. Keep it football related. If you have a golf question, you can email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I can't promise you I'm going to read that on the podcast unless it involves one of my golf tournaments or one of my golf sponsors like West Chase Golf Club. But if you do have a golf question, of course I'll answer it. But email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Someone did ask me, when can we email toddwrighthockey@gmail.com? Well, I did make an appearance again on Lightning Power Play. I used to do a show for them on iHeartRadio with Seth Kushner, who I know through Drew Garabo from 102.5 The Bone. But we don't have ToddWrightHockey@gmail.com just yet. But I do play a lot of daily fantasy hockey once we get to the playoffs. So you never know. But we'll keep it to football here and, of course, golf. As I promote my tournaments and have wonderful sponsors like West Chase Golf Club, prior to that, the Eagles Golf Club, the Florida Golf Trail, etc. All right. So four things that I wrote down for this particular podcast. Number one, the A.J. McCarron ruling. So A.J. McCarron will now enter free agency as a coveted starting quarterback. I won't call him a franchise quarterback, but a coveted starting quarterback. Certainly, we have our eyes on Cleveland as it relates to A.J. McCarron because they nearly traded for A.J. McCarron once before. Hugh Jackson, amazingly, is still the head coach with connections to A.J. McCarron. And now there is a further connection to A.J. McCarron as Hugh Jackson brought in the quarterback coach slash offensive coordinator that A.J. McCarron had worked with in Cincinnati. A.J. McCarron might have to make a choice. There might be another NFL team out there that wants to pay him a similar amount as the Cleveland Browns would, or more, and or there may be a team out there that A.J. McCarron feels can win immediately that he would want to join. So I would give the Browns the best chance of signing A.J. McCarron and likely being their opening day starter in 2018. But by no means is that a given or a lock because of the factors that I just gave you. How much does Cleveland want to spend? There might be a team that wants to spend more. What is McCarron's motivation? Does he want to make money? Does he want a comfortable situation with coaches he's familiar with? Does he want to win right away? So we're going to find out what is most important to him, but McCarron will be a coveted starting quarterback in free agency. All the usual suspects we've been talking about going into this offseason with teams looking for quarterbacks likely to be, not all, but when you think about where A.J. McCarron could go, if he doesn't go to the Cleveland Browns, just fire off the list of teams that clearly are looking for a new starting quarterback. Larry Fitzgerald, speaking of teams that are looking for a new starting quarterback, the Arizona Cardinals. And sure, I could see McCarron there, although I think it would be a more desirable destination if Bruce Arians was still the head coach, and he's not. But Larry Fitzgerald, who just won, speaking of golf, the Pro-Am part of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am with Kevin Streelman, Larry Fitzgerald says he's going to play another year. Look, we all like Larry Fitzgerald. We all think he can still do it. He was underdrafted last year and was probably underdrafted the year before. This was a guy that in most cases you kept in your fantasy lineup until the very end, where the Cardinals went from Blaine Gabbert back to Drew Stanton, and at that point it's like we felt for Larry. So now we see what Larry is going to have in terms of a new quarterback throwing to him. If he gets the right quarterback in Arizona, Larry Fitzgerald could play another two, three more years if he wants to, with the right quarterback targeting him. Why not? Does anybody question Larry's physical condition? Does anybody question Larry's hands? Does anybody question Larry having baggage, being a bad teammate? No, none of this. So having Larry Fitzgerald play another year is great. By the way, for those of you locally in the Tampa Bay area, Larry Fitzgerald will actually be playing in the Pro-Am. It's not as celebrated as the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, but Larry Fitzgerald will be playing in the Valspar Championship Pro-Am, which Rondi Barber and Derek Brooks have a lot to do with out at Innisbrook. It is a one-day Pro-Am, but Larry Fitzgerald will be in town, continuing his strong amateur golf career in a few weeks. As far as fantasy-wise, yeah, at this point, looking ahead to next year, we're modestly projecting Larry Fitzgerald as a wide receiver too. We wait to see what Arizona does for the quarterback position. That could elevate Fitzgerald to a wide receiver one. Probably not a first-round draft pick, or maybe even a second-round draft pick. But with the right quarterback, we could see Larry Fitzgerald being a wide receiver one. Probably more wide receiver two, and if Arizona doesn't do anything, or in most people's minds, botches the quarterback position in this offseason, or goes with a couple of rookies, or takes Mike Glennon off the hands of the Chicago Bears, something like that, then Larry Fitzgerald might be more wide receiver 2/3. But at this point, he's back. And of course, I don't think anybody would mind having him on their team, but in terms of where you draft him, it's wide receiver 2 when we wait and see what they do at the quarterback position. Frank Reich, not Josh McDaniels, is the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts were basically a fantasy wasteland last year, pretty much all season long. There were a few exceptions in daily fantasy where Jacoby Brissett was a bargain play that paid off, and Frank Gore was a stable yet not spectacular running back, also more in daily fantasy than he was in season-long leagues. Frank Reich's got a tough job in front of him. I have a lot of respect and always have for Frank Reich. But we still wait on Andrew Luck's status. When you hear he can't even pick up a football, that cannot be very encouraging. We went down this road with Peyton Manning and the nerves regenerating in the shoulder. Did we ever hear for this long Peyton couldn't pick up a football? I mean, picking up a football is different than throwing a post-corner route from 25 yards. So this seems pretty bad with Andrew Luck. And I have a feeling if Andrew Luck were a bit older and didn't have so much money left on his contract and just wanting to play football. I mean, the Colts lost the Deflategate AFC Championship game. He had a taste of what it's like to be a step away, a game away from the Super Bowl. But if what's going on with his shoulder cannot be corrected, maybe we're going to find out in free agency or in the draft if Frank Wright and Chris Ballard and the always interesting Mr. Irsay are actually going to have a backup plan this year and not Jacoby Brissett. With all due respect, Brissett is a backup. He is a guy who, yeah, you like him as a backup. Your quarterback gets hurt in a game, Brissett can come in and maybe get some things done. If you need him to start a game here or there, you could do a lot worse than have Brissett on your roster. But to be someone who has to play a full season for you, or 4 to 8 to 12 to, yeah, that's not Jacoby Brissett. Deion Lewis, lastly. All right, so Josh McDaniels doesn't leave New England. Matt Patricia does. Matt Patricia being the new head coach of the Detroit Lions. The first New England Patriot being discussed that may follow Patricia to his new position is Deion Lewis. Looking at Roto World tonight before recording this podcast, talking about Deion Lewis being allowed to test free agency by the New England Patriots simply because Lewis might be looking for some pretty good free agent money for a running back in the area of $5 million per year. Lewis had a very good season for the Patriots, but the Patriots have other options at the position. James White and Rex Burkhead. And there was the ghost of Mike Gillisley after week one of the 2017 season. I'm not sure where that stands. I don't know if there's any hope they bring Gillisley back, but he was on the roster while he wasn't active for many games after week one. The Lions do have a need at running back. Sure, there were games where Abdullah was productive. There were other Lions running backs who posted numbers, especially in fantasy late in the season. But do the Lions clearly have a set plan that works at running back? No, they do not. It is a reason why the Lions don't win playoff games. So, keep an eye on Deion Lewis in free agency. I think at $5 million a year, that's overpaying for Deion Lewis. I wouldn't be convinced, just as I'm not convinced Matt Patricia does the things in Detroit that he did in New England. He's in a different position. He couldn't be any more drastically different situation. When you think of the Patriots, you think of the team to beat every year in the NFL. When you think of the Lions, you think of one of the teams that generally is beat every year in the NFL, and one that has never been to a Super Bowl and has won what? One playoff game, going back to the Lions blowing out Jimmy Johnson's Dallas Cowboys. And that is coming up on now. That's over 25 years ago that happened. So Deion Lewis to Detroit, keep an eye on it. Because Deion Lewis certainly was a valuable fantasy contributor at the running back position. Not quite to the level of LeGarrette Blount, but especially once Rex Burkhead stopped vulturing touchdowns from Lewis. James White tends to only do it in January when your season-long leagues are done. But Deion Lewis hitting free agency likely as a running back and Detroit a possible destination. If Deion Lewis does sign with the Detroit Lions and he does go into opening day as their number one running back, I wouldn't go crazy about him from a fantasy standpoint. I think you're looking there as a flex type play. He's not so. I don't think I would draft him necessarily, just because the situations New England and Detroit are so drastically different. But he is someone that on a daily basis or a waiver basis, based on his production, I would be keeping an eye on to see if he can duplicate some of the things that he did when he was with New England. But obviously, we and a lot of people would be skeptical. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. I thank Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And, of course, for the wonderful things that Rachel and Tony and Ty and Brooke did for my most recent golf tournament. We had Hooters gift certificates to give away. We had Hooters calendars to give away. We had Hooters calendar girls who work at the Hillsborough location there. Rachel and Tony and Brooke and Ty all were involved with that, and I thank them very much. That golf tournament, of course, was held at West Chase Golf Club. Remember, get out to West Chase Golf Club. I don't want to hear those of you that have been in the Tampa Bay area or say, yeah, I played West Chase about blah, blah, blah ago. And, you know, those greens are – golf is an evolving business. Much like a football player can have a reputation and then the actual level of his play changes and it doesn't reflect the reputation – same with a golf course's conditions. The golf course conditions at West Chase are very, very good. Tee to green right now. 813-854-2331. 813-854-2331. And remember my email, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Any football questions at all that you email me this offseason, I will answer in the very next podcast, all right? Just remember to include your name, include where you reside. So I can say, for example, Doug in Los Angeles, or Phil and Brandon, Florida, or Jeff in New Jersey. It just helps identify. It's sort of a traditional way to identify who you are, where you are. All emails will be answered on the very next podcast. So send emails my way, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thank you for continuing to listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.